What's up, everyone? We are in Simon Tafmim. Hey, we're up to Siv Bet on page 39. We're going to be covering 39 and 40. Siv Bet and Siv Gil, Ezrat Hashem, you'll finish off the lachas of Bir Chametz. Okay, so we learned yesterday of practically what is Bir Chametz Reifa versus Mefar Beruach or Mefar Liam. Okay, we discussed all the machloksim over there. We came out to the minig is to be Sarif Ar Chametz. Says the Mechaber in Sif Beis, Yehudi Kodim Shashish. What if you want to give over your Chametz to a Goy before the Shashishis? Okay, Eino Tzarech Levar. If you give it over to the Goy is going to acquire it. So therefore, that is not going to be Chayiv in a Bedika. It's not going to be Chayiv in beer, and therefore it does not need a beer Chametz. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif Katan Yod, if you want to give it over to the Goy, says, Mikom Makom Nachon Linog Shalolah Hotzi Kol Chametzah. Don't be such a nice guy and give all your Chametz over to the Goy as a gift. Number one, you have a problem of perhaps losachanim of giving gifts to goyim, but that's a separate issue over here. You want to get rid of your chametz, so perhaps it'll be mutter because of that. But nevertheless, don't give everything over. Hani shalom nesias la'akum l'kayim mitzvah shvasa v'shashishu be'erum shavinichem. L'sorvon, don't just leave over a couple of crumbs to mekayim your beer chametz and give everything else to the goy. Shapeirurim nishbatim v'yomim v'afilam anichem en over bal yirah. Because these peirurim really don't need a beer chametz because they're going to be mevatel anyways. El yaniach mechametzel chol pachos kazayis kedi lekayim mitzvah tashmisa kedikuno. You should leave off at least the kazayis of chametz in order that you mekayim your mitzvah of hashbasa. That generally is telling us a very important thing is don't just have a little bit of chametz. Okay, don't take five Cheerios and throw it into the fire and think you mekayim your mitzvah of beer chametz. You have to at least do a kazayis. You should leave over at least a kazayis over of chametz that you're not selling, of chametz that you're not eating. Chametz that the mice is going to go into the fire should be at least a kazayis amount and not give the rest over to the goyim like we learn over here. That's Nakuda number one in Sif Bet. Moving on. This gets in to a major machlokas, totally on the machlokas between the Rambam and other Rishonim and the Rashi of what is Nikar Din beer chametz. Says the Mechaberim, Srafu Kodem Shashishis. Okay, if you burn your chametz before the sixth hour of the day, where there is no more, not yet, an Isra Hana upon our chametz, Harezem Motor Lihanos Bechachamim Shalom B'tocha Pesach. If you burn your chametz, it's before the sixth hour, the coals, all the ash, the hot stuff that's left over after you burn your chametz, you could use that for Hana. You could go use that chamim that are left over, and there's enough, because there's no Isra right now, because the chametz was burned before Shashishis. But if you do not do yet a beer, and therefore you have to do a beer after Shashishis, Ho'alvu Aser Bahana, since your chametz is Aser Bahana after 6 hours, Harei Zalo Yasik Botanor V'Kirayim, V'lo Yivashel, V'im Bishel Ofa Oto Apasel Tatashel Asurim Bahana. If you would take your chametz, you would take your leftover bread, you would take your leftover cherries, you take your leftover chametz gomer, and you put it under a fire, and you start cooking with the fire, that is absolutely aser, because the chametz is aser b'hana, and you're going to be getting hana for the fact that they're adding to the fire. So therefore, this is aser hana, therefore what is being cooked with this fire would become aser b'hana. That's how aser hana work. They make other things become aser b'hana also. So therefore, anything you cook with your bread being part of the fire that you're cooking with would become aser b'hana in itself. V'chein ha-pechamim shal, after it burns out, if you burn your chametz after the sixth hour, whatever is burnt out, the coals that are left over, after which lo asurim b'hana, ho srafa achashin asar b'hana, since you're burning it after the asurim b'hana, so all the ashes and stuff that are left over after you burn it also become asar b'hana. So you're going to have to make sure you're going to have to dispose of it in a way that people are not going to end up using this for other things, because they're all going to be aser b'hana. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah over here has a lot of complicated in yonim. Zev is a gorim, because I know everything over here is aser b'hana, and therefore what's the problem with the eitzim that I put them under, not aser b'hana. So what about the fact that they put bread also? It's called Zev is a gorim. Zev is a gorim, this part is aser, and part is not aser. That's the Mishnah Berurah discusses over here in Sif Katan Yud Beis. Let's see it inside. Says Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Beis. We have got this Zev is a gorim. Who, you guys have seen the sugya of Zev Zegorim, a lot of you have seen it. Zev Zegorim, who generally old Zev Zegorim is not going to be also shot. Tanner, who shall heter, va'itzim da'ino chamit shall iser. The tanner is totally fine. The chamits that you're burning there, that is aser. V'kailim ba'amalamad is Zev Zegorim mutter. So why over here do we say what you're cooking becomes asurim ba'ana? Shiny hachem hacha degorim ha'etzim shal iser shebena pas nafis nicker yoter v'nira shivchon le'inayin. Since over here the wood over here using is the chametz itself, it's nearer be'inayim that is providing hana into the thing that you're cooking, and therefore we consider this like only one gorim. Okay, that is Sif Bet over here. What happens if you burn your chametz surah b'na before the 6th hour, after the 6th hour, and giving over your chametz to goy, that is going to be. Now moving on to Sif Gimel. This gets into what about being mafgir your chametz? Can you be mafgir your chametz in order to be kain the mitzvah of beer? It says kodem zman isuro yochol hashlichu b'makom sha'orvim mitzuim sham. You're allowed to take your chametz, bring it to Central Park where the orvim are going to come and eat up your chametz. So you can go ahead and do that before this man iser. V'mtzo acher zman. If you brought the packs of chametz, you assume the birds were going to come and eat it. Nevertheless, you come back later on after the Zman of Isser and you see the chametz is still there. It wasn't eaten. Even though this is a place of hefker, so you really mafker of chametz, you should not leave it there. El yivar, and you should take it and burn your chametz. That's what the Mishnah, the Mechaber, seems to say over here. That anytime, even when you're a mafkir or something, even if you're a mafkir or something, you find it afterwards, you should go ahead and burn it. We actually discuss this in Simen Tuf Lamed Gimel over there. When you're putting chametz, if you're allowed to, just leave chametz in your chatzir, assuming that birds were going to come. Over there in Simen Tuf Lamed Gimel, we said we were mechaik in the end of the day between chametz that you leave in your own property in the chatzir, or one you bring to a rishus rabbi like Central Park. If you bring it to Central Park, we really passed an halach lemaisa that once you're mafkir, it doesn't belong to you. You don't have to go ahead and mevayer. What did you do wrong? You're mafkir your chametz in a rishus rabbim. You thought the orvim were going to come. This is not your chametz anymore. Why are you required to go ahead and burn it? Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah, based on the psak over there, we paskin over here also in Sikat in Yud Ches, says the achronim cholkim al zeh. The achronim are disagree with the pashup shot in the mechaber. I say the pashup shot in the mechaber over here because the Magen Avraham wants to touch up the mechaber. That doesn't really mean what it sounds like he means. But anyway, the pashas of the mechaber, that is that you would have to burn it. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees. V'achronim cholkim al zeh. De'im hifkiru uzrakul l'makom hefker kodun zmana iser. If you take it and throw it in a place of makom hefker before the zmana iser, shuv ein alav chovez beer. You're not going to be chayv to do beer chametz k'mosh ketamnu simen tuf lamed gimel. Okay, then he gets into the Magen Avraham a little bit. Skip the brackets. But if you want to place it in a makom mufkar lakol, you want to get rid of your chametz this way, you want to be mafkir your chametz, says the Mishnah Berurah, tzarech shiafkirenu legamri b'pivu b'libo. You have to say, I am mafkir my chametz out loud with your mouth, not just in your heart. Okay, you have to do it both in your heart and in your out loud. You say, that's great, I'll put it into the side, this little area in the side of Central Park. I know no one comes ahead and touches chametz over there. No one's going to touch over there. There's not supposed to be rain all Pesach long this year. So I'll take my box of chametz, I'll put it there, I'll say hefker, but I really know I'm going to come 7 days later and go ahead and take my chametz back. That does not work. Yeah, that's called hefker l'das l'zakos bo chazara. That's not a good hefker, that's not good enough hefker over here. Where you have to mamish and believe that I am mafker my chametz. Shim yesh b'dayto kein eino hefker gomer kozman shelo zocha bo acher. If you mamish mean it when you go ahead and do your hefker, so even if no one had to go has that goes ahead and takes this box, then it's hefker legamer. It's out of your rishus legamer. But if you have kavanah, you're going to go back and reacquire this chametz after some time. So long as someone else has not taken it, it doesn't legamri leave your rishus, and therefore you still have a zechiah in this chametz, and you would be over by your rabbi Yamatzah, you would be owning the chametz on Pesach. So if you want to rely on hefker, you mamish have to be mafker it legamri. Says the Ramah, just ending off over here, v'im lo matzo chametz, kishabadak, yisrof ha'kli shalakal ha'bidika nishla yishkach chovaz bir. Says the Ramah, as one more din over here, if you, whatever, left over, you forgot to leave over chametz, to actually mekayim your beer, and you have no chametz to burn, you should take the kli that you used to keep the chametz in, and burn the kli. Why? Not that you're mekayim the mitzvah of bir chametz, so you don't come to forget there's an idea of bir chametz next the next year. You're not going to think, oh, hey, I didn't do bir chametz last. There's no such thing as bir chametz. Therefore, you should go ahead and go to the Sreifas chametz and throw your kli inside and burn your kli. I don't know if you do what happens if the kli is not flammable, but that's what he says over here. If a metal, your metal kli, that's not going to help. But if you have a kli that burns, you go ahead and burn the kli. That's the psak over here in the Ramah. So once again, hefker works. Hefker, I can get rid of my chametz ayidei hefker, but once again, you have to do a hefker completely. So therefore, on the shiloh, a lot of people will do, they don't want to take this huge box of chametz, they have a lot of chametz left over. After the night of Bdikas chametz, they have a box, so they don't want to schlep this whole box to wherever they do beer chametz, so they'll leave off a little bit of chametz to do, more than a kazais of beer chametz kedin. But what do? They take their chametz and they throw it out in the garbage can. Is that good or not? So all right, throw it in the garbage can, I'm afker. I'm half mafker. However, as the post can point out, it sort of depends on how your government works with the garbage, who really owns the garbage. It would very much be that the garbage can still is part of your rishus. And therefore, if you throw your chametz out at the Pesach, the Erev Pesach morning, and the garbage people don't come to collect the garbage until a couple days later, that might not be good enough to get rid of your chametz. You might be mamish owning chametz on Pesach. And hefker might not even work because you're mafker yourself in your own rishus still. Okay, it happens here in the old city. Baruch Hashem, they come, they send the garbage guys mamish Erev Pesach. After the Zman Isser, the garbage people come and clean up all the garbage. They don't get any garbage left in your garbage bins, but I'm not so sure that your American government is going to be so makbin on the Zman Isser of chametz. Therefore, you have to be very careful not to throw out chametz gomer in your garbage. Find some park garbage can. Throw out other garbage can that Vardvati does not belong to you, and then your mamish getting rid of it. Don't leave things in the garbage. They say the Gedolim used to mamish go out and clear their garbage cans to make sure that there's no chametz also in their garbage cans, because it could very much be that the garbage can still has shaychus to you. Ad kan for the lachas of beer chametz.